to go on vacation, open a business, consolidate debt, or just for an emergency fund. Families come to us in dire straits when the home equity loan is their last bad mistake and the straw that breaks the camel's back. The banking industry calls these home equity loans HELs for short, and my experience tells me they simply left off an L. These loans are very dangerous, and an unbelievable amount of them are in foreclosure. Even a conservative person who doesn't have credit card debt and pays cash for vacations can make the mistake of the HEL by setting up a loan or line of credit just for emergencies. Most HELs are renewable annually, meaning they re-qualify you for the loan once a year. Ed and Sally didn't realize this. Ed is a very sophisticated financial guy, or so he thought. So he had an HEL for emergencies. Sally had a bad car wreck, and within 3 months, Ed got downsized. They quickly went through the HEL and then got behind in their bills. The annual renewal came on the HEL, and the bank chose not to renew their loan because of their bad credit, which had been perfect for the previous 17 years of marriage. The bank called the note. Ed couldn't believe the bank would kick them out when they were down. The note being called meant they had to refinance to pay off the bank, but guess what? They couldn't because their credit was bad. The end result was very sad. They sold their home to avoid foreclosure. Ed was wrong. They should have had an emergency fund instead of a loan. Myth: you can't pay cash for a home. Truth: bet me. I don't borrow money. Ever. Luke called me from Cleveland to tell me that some of our listeners are doing what Sharon and I have done. The 100% down plan. Pay cash. Most people don't think that can be done. Luke did it. Luke made really good money. His income at 23 years old was $50,000, and he married a young lady making $30,000. His grandfather had preached to him never to borrow money. So Luke and his new bride lived in a very small apartment over a rich lady's garage. They paid only $250 a month for it. They lived on nothing and did nothing that cost money, and they saved. Man, did they save. Making $80,000 in the household, they saved $50,000 a year for 3 years and paid cash for a $150,000 home. They closed on the home on Luke's wife's 26th birthday.